This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, Mr. Crenshaw, we have got a very special guest on, and I am going to leave the introductions to you.
As I got my tackle box here, and
you got your ham sandwiches. You bring it out. We
have to borrow this from the guys over on TNT. You know, when some team gets knocked out of the playoffs, right? They always say they're going fishing.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right.
They always say. And this event is coming up next week. A big event that's going to be held down in the LaGrange area. We welcome in Dale Hill and Carlos Mixon. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, sir.
Morning.
Great to have you on with us. And, Mike, I guess this is the time of day when people are going out fishing, right? This is the time of day you want to get out there, right?
Absolutely, Sam. Matter of fact, we are talking to you from the Lake Lanier, sitting on a bass boat right now in a tournament getting ready to blast off.
I told you, Sam. What'd I tell you?
They're ready. So which tournament is this?
Oh, this is just another tournament that we're a part of that we kind of fish quite a few events over the years. So this is one of the FOR is the name of the organization, but we're just fishing this tournament, getting set up, a little practice in for our huge big tournament down on West Point Lake in LaGrange next Saturday.
So, is there a tour that you guys go around the state or around the region?
We go around the southeast fishing various tournaments. We do what we call club tournaments, which is consists of our entire group of about 40 anglers. And then we fish other events around the region. So this is a particular trail that we also associated with FOR Outdoors, tournament trail out of North Carolina. So between North Carolina, Georgia, we fish.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Oh, I see you calling me here, Sam. I want to apologize to our guests.
You okay? You sound like you're underwater, man. You'll be okay?
We're good. Sorry about that.
We got a lot of stuff going on here all at once because I'm not in the studio, and I want to apologize, Sam, because I heard you mention somebody other than Dale who we have on the show, and I didn't catch that gentleman's name, and I want to make sure I'm addressing them.
That's Mr. Carlos Mixon.
Okay. Well, my question to both of you is, because this is always my question, and if you've been in the boat listening to Sam and I, just for various reasons, I didn't grow up a fisherman. I never grew up fishing. And so I'm always interested about, because everybody that I know that fishes has that first story. I'll let you guys decide which one, but I would like you to tell me, a non-fisherman, the story, or not so much story, but give me just how this started for you. Who was the person? Where did they take you? And when did the love start for you in this sport?
Wow. It began for me at 5 years old. I would go fishing with my mother and father, originally from Florida, and both of them were avid anglers, especially my dad. So I would go out with him. He wouldn't let me fish, but he would let me hand them the worms and look at the fish on the line.
The fun
but when
part.
I got older, he would allow me to fish.
Wow.
And so my mom, she also was an avid angler. So I would go with her occasionally, or him, or them both together, and it just gave me a tremendous love of the sport. You know, I just fell in love with being outdoors and on the water.
Fantastic.
Guys, I think I might have lost Carlos. He just blasted off. The tournament just started.
So all right. Hey.
I was explaining, but I said it might have to miss you.
That's okay. Dale, we're spending time talking with Dale Hill. He's the marketing director with the Rod Benders Bass Club, and they have a big event coming up, the 15th annual homecoming tournament. It's going to take place next weekend down at LaGrange. I was telling Greg, when you cover a bass fishing tournament, this is the big part. This is the big visual, is when everybody blasts off. How many boats you guys got out there this morning?
Oh, this morning, this tournament has about 70 boats in it. Hopefully next week we'll have probably in excess of 150, 200 boats. So
wow.
it's a big event. Big event.
Now, the thing that I have to crack up at, Sam, because I've been educating myself, knowing that we had Dale coming on here. Dale, you'd be happy to know I've been trying to immerse myself in what's going on. And along the lines of what you just talked about, you know there's a penalty for these dudes if they don't take off when they're supposed to.
Absolutely.
There's a late penalty, Sam.
What?
There's a late penalty, and this is the part I like. You know what they're penalized? They're penalized 1 pound per minute.
That can definitely happen. It varies different tournaments, but yes, you got to get off when the tournament director says go. You got to go, yep. And we're fishing for about 10 grand this morning. So by 5 grand this morning. So you know, guys are really anxious to get to those holes and get started fishing. Safe light is the time when we can see across the lake, and guys want to blast and get to their fishing spots that they practice in all week to just try to get started and get that early morning bite.
Wow, you're talking about, the strategy that's involved in this, Greg, is remarkable. You talked with Dale about what first got him to fish and fall in love with it, but to be competitive with it. It's one thing to do it. People say it's relaxing, and go out and enjoy. This is something different. Yeah, you guess you could enjoy it, but competition raises stakes a little bit. You got some cash on the line. What got you into doing this type thing?
You know, just, again, it's an evolution from – always just so much a part of the sport, watching it on television growing up as a kid, watching Bill Dance and all the older fishing legends that had TV shows back in the day. You know, just you start to learn about the other opportunities that were in the sport and how it was starting to grow from a competitive standpoint. Career-wise, I was quite a busy guy, so I didn't have the kind of time that I really wanted to pursue, because had I known about this early on, I probably would have pursued it much earlier in my life from a professional standpoint and fish full time. But I got into the sport, later in life, and the competition part of it kind of grew out of my club, the Rod Benders Bass Club. You know, I met those guys and I realized that it was just a whole nother level of fishing that was available that I did not know about at the time. Which was club fishing, which, you have a group of guys who get together and they go fish. And that turned into tournament fishing. You know, we would do group tournaments within the club, compete against other organizations, then compete in regional and local events. So that's how it kind of started for me. I just wanted to try to fish a little more competitively and be in a group of guys that like mine. And I was very blessed and fortunate to find the Rod Benders. Unfortunately, my president, Mr. Carlos Nixon, is now probably 10 miles up Lake Lanier.
We're not going to bother him.
Running 70 miles an hour right now. But, we have been – this organization has just really just grown and become a benchmark. Matter of fact, we were just named by a major fishing blog as – excuse me, guys. One of the best bass club, the best bass club in America. And that's wow. Saying a lot because, we pride ourselves in not only just fishing, but involving ourselves with the community. We do a lot of support of the Wounded Warrior Project. We do a lot of things to give back. We've been very blessed in this organization, the men and women that are part of it, that we feel an obligation, especially, getting kids out, especially kids who've never had an opportunity to experience the outdoors. We target at-risk kids, throughout the metro. We go as far east as Augusta, far west as, Alabama, Florida. So we're spread out with the guys in this group. So we have spent the last number of years really just kind of honing our whole efforts where we can reach kids. So So we do two major fishing events each year for kids. Since COVID, we were offline because of the world shut down. And so this is our first time back since then. So we're extremely excited. All the people that we've been involved with in the community are excited that we're back full force now. And we're really looking to do some great things with this tournament. It's our introduction back into the world. And we want to make all the bells and whistles. And I'm really very fortunate that we're going to have the legendary Sam Crenshaw present with us. That's going to be a big thing, too. And guys are really excited to know you're coming. And Greg, I don't know why you're not coming. I'm kind of feeling a little funky about that. I don't know why you ain't out there.
No.
I'll let you slide.
No, Dale. First of all, I didn't know anything about the invitation that Mr. Crenshaw got. That damn paper boy. If it ain't on the roof, it's in the driveway next door. I didn't receive nothing. All right, I got nothing going on out there. But I do have a question because I don't mind getting educated. Listen, this is what I do here. There's sports that we talk about on a regular basis. I didn't play growing up, so instead of trying to be that host and act like I know what I'm talking about, I fall on the sword and let you guys educate me. So Jason Longshore has been doing that with soccer for the longest time. But I need you to do it for a second, and that is this. I've always wondered two things. One is, why are the fish biting mostly in the mornings, but yet they have fishing excursions that go out at noon?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's right. That's one. And then the other thing is, can you apply strategy in any way, shape, or form when you talk about these club tournaments or the club events versus the tournaments when you guys are out there bass fishing? Those are my two.
Right. Well, first, in terms of the morning bite, the water temperature overnight, especially this time of year, is cooler. The bait fish are moving. The bass are actively hunting. And so that opportunity to catch a big fish is really high in the morning time. And it's also much higher to catch an aggressive biting fish or fish, in the morning time. So that's where it's real critical to kind of get an early bite. Throughout the day, as the temperatures rise, especially in the summer times, the fish tend to stop eating, their metabolism slow down, and they just go sit down a little bit when the heat gets high, a lot of times. So your odds of catching fish are better early in the morning time and throughout the cool part of the day.
Thank you.
All right.
I know that. See?
All right. Well, get us set for next weekend. Let us know here because we don't want to run out of time with you. But this
absolutely.
Is a bit that people can still sign up and get involved, right?
Absolutely. Any angler that wants to fish can go to www.rodbendersbassclub.com and register online. It's a $250 entry fee. For a team of two, or if you want to fish by yourself, you can. We have a great day of fishing planned. We're going to be at the new Ofuski Conservation Center, brand new facility, multi-million dollar facility built right at Pine Road Park in LaGrange. And we will be the first organization to fully utilize it. So it's a beautiful space. We want to invite out your listeners and their families to come out. We're going to have activities for the kids, jumpy houses, food and activities. I got to give a special shout out to the Lady Benderettes. There are significant others that do a lot of the support of our organization. They have a wonderful plan for all the ladies that are coming out there. It starts for them around 11 o'clock, but if you get there, weigh-in starts at 3, but all the activities will start between 10 and 1 for the kids. So those who want to be a little early, a little late, you can get there. And we've got just a host of things. We have food for. So we really encourage you to come out and just kind of spend some time with us. We're right on the edges of beautiful West Point Lake, and we're just geeked to be back, guys. I can't tell you how geeked we are.
There we go.
That is the 15th annual homecoming tournament taking place next weekend down in West Point Lake, down in LaGrange, with the Rod Benders Bass Club. Dale, we appreciate you joining us this morning.
Yes,
I'm
going to
let you go catch up with Carlos now.
He's going to be so bummed, but he's like, I got to get to this hole, man. racing me out of this hole. I got to get there. So I appreciate you guys. And, hey, Sam, I look forward to seeing Greg. We'll talk soon, guys.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dale.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.